I was drinking a lot, kind of running with the wrong people, drinking and driving a lot, and that's why I went to prison. I got into a really bad car accident and I hurt somebody really bad. I don't even know what my feeling was. I was more devastated. I knew I really messed up. Afterwards, completely changed person. I woke up, I was so excited. They come and get you, they dress you out, and then you walk out the door. I got picked up at the bus station and actually got told that my house had burned down a month before. So I came home to absolutely nothing.
I couldn't believe it. It's a house I grew up in. It was devastating. It's one of those things like you're filling out your application. I have to put that I have this conviction. Are they gonna hire me? Any of the applications that I did fill out, I didn't get hired for any of those. I survived on donating plasma. That's really the only thing there was to do. I've got three friends that I made while in prison. Every one of them had the same struggle. Couldn't find a job. A lot of them didn't know where they were gonna live. That's a huge issue. People don't know where they're gonna live. People don't realize that offenders just need help. There's a lot of people that drink and drive who are lawyers, doctors. They just don't know that it can happen to anybody. I was a PTA mom, the cool mom of the neighborhood, riding bikes with the kids, and it happened to me. I've forgiven myself, and I think about it all the time. If you don't think about it, you don't know where you've come from and what you could go back to, how blessed you are that you were able to overcome all the issues and the problems in that lifestyle.